Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I cried out,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Wow, four of us.
Yeah. And with it, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, there we go. We had TK and Buzz
Quartet.
Oh, now Jack had a baby, and we had Honest Jack, the AI Jack. Do we do see what we get out of Honest TK too? Anyone who has a baby, we turn them into an AI character.
That's right. Yeah. Well, no, because Teeks is here.
Teeks is here. Oh, that's right. Yeah, he came back.
He's
to
here.
Work.
Yeah.
Not in a 7-month paternity leave. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. With Jalen Hurts back from concussion, should the Eagles' offense on Sunday let it rip and be aggressive or play it safe? 11.1% say play it safe.
Shocking.
Yeah. Well, actually, I had some people disagreeing with you today. This is nice.
I'm sure you appreciated that.
Yes. Yes. A little easier for me today. Get Sean Lindette on the phone. No, just kidding.
Spice it up in this final segment.
Spice it up. So today, after practice, someone asked Saquon Barkley about having the week off. Now, he wanted to go for the record. Most of the offensive line did. Clearly, Saquon's dad did as well. Here's what Saquon had to say about getting the week off.
Benefited you, or is it too soon?
Anytime you can get rest and let your body recover a little bit, it definitely helps. But it's a good thing because we were put ourselves in a position where we were able to rest and get ourselves prepared for the run. The focus go to Green Bay. And the week of preparation that we've had, I think we've had a very good preparation up to this point. Up these next two or 3 days, so we'll finish running.
Yeah, he said the right thing. I don't believe him.
Of course not.
Now, man. I do think his body does feel
better. Oh, that part is sure.
Yeah, to not play an NFL football game. You know, I do think his body could use the break, given how, you know, the offensive line and the running back with that bye week. They can't have bye weeks in week 5. I'm sorry. If they're going to play this many, now I do. There was a rumor that if they go to,
they would go to a double bye in an 18 game schedule.
An 18 game schedule. I almost think if they're going to have byes as early as week 5, you have to have 2 byes.
Yeah,
because there's almost no. I think there was an advantage from a strategic point for the Eagles, and I think it was helpful when it happened. But if you're going to beat these guys into oblivion by playing even more games, I think 2 byes would really.
The starters would have gone 15 weeks in a row if they made the Super Bowl and went last week.
Right. Yeah.
Where's the violin music? Where's the violin music?
Yeah, the real.
I'm just saying, these dudes barely practice as it is.
Yeah, that's a good
everybody
point.
Gets a rest day. Nobody practices during the week. Like, these guys are all right, man. Now, I will say running backs and O-linemen a little different.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, a little different. I get it. But I it's just when it's like, when I start hearing, oh, we were banked up. Are you kidding me?
There it is. There it is.
Man, we beat each other to a pulp regularly. I remember we had a bye week. Thanks, Buzz. In 2003,
okay,
we had a bye week after week 2.
Really?
Yes.
They had a bye week lost, that early?
When we opened up the link, we lost the first two games of the season, both at home against Tampa Bay and New England. Bye week was week three, I should say, not week two. It was after the first two games of the season.
Well, then
first
I got to stop games, complaining.
Yeah, and then we had a bye week three. You see it, Buzz?
Yeah, so it was, as you said, Bucks, Patriots, bye. I know when they went, when there was 31 teams, before the Texans joined the league, there would be teams who had a bye in week one.
No.
There had to be. There was an odd number of teams.
There's never been an odd number of teams.
Yeah, there was. 2001. The Texans were the 32nd team.
Oh, they only came in by themselves?
Yeah.
They didn't come in with two. Then who came after them?
They've been the most recent team to join the league.
Bro, there's no
way. There's 32 teams, Buzz. They had to be
there,
another
there
team.
Are now. There was absolutely 31 in 01.
When the Texans joined.
Yeah, I know you had the Texans. Are they the last team?
Yes. They're the most recent team to join the league. And they joined by themselves.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying it was 31 and they joined by themselves. I got what you're saying.
There had to be one team who sat out every week.
There's no way somebody opened up with a bye.
Let me double check this.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah, I didn't understand what you were saying at first. Yeah. I got you.
You know what's funny?
The Texans are the last expansion team.
The combination of how fast everything moves nowadays.
The 2001 Arizona Cardinals started the season on a bye.
Wow, Buzz is right. I was wrong. How about a good call, Buzz?
Good call, Buzz. Yeah. Even I didn't remember that.
Well, Buzz.
And then played 16 straight games.
Buzz is so jacked right now. That
I'm like, yeah. I was 3 years old and I knew that.
I think, you know, it's amazing the combination of how quick news moves now, like, and getting old. I don't remember hardly anything, like, ever. You said they had a bye in week three. NFL football seasons, I have memories from it, but thinking about bye weeks being in week three sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
But I guess it was fine.
Yeah, it was there, yeah.
I guess it was fine. That's why I don't run the league. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, man?
OG!
Y'all cleaned up downstairs?
Yeah, I just want to say one thing.
Give me Landetta.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that one alone. Because John, boy, he went in hard, boy. Hey, listen, let's go pause on that one.
Yeah.
But listen, you and Ike just got y'all ass spanked. Now, I don't want to waste too much of my time on it. I ain't got no rap about it. I'm
going to
leave it right there. I'm going to leave it right there, Devin. Y'all only give me 5 seconds on this damn thing, so let me do what I got to do.
All right.
Made me forget what I had to say.
Yeah, as usual. You always forget.
Hey, listen, I'm listening to, this is great radio. You know what I'm saying? You got guys calling up here saying different things. But the guy that called up from, I guess he's from Ben Salem, didn't like me or whatever, said I was always wrong. Actually, I'm going to agree with him. So I can't be wrong, right? But listen, I believe that Jalen A1 did have a concussion in that game. I also believe, and we all know the rules, okay? Once that game is over, it's no longer in the NFL's hands of concussion protocol. It's the team now, okay? Now, he was also cleared to come back in that game. You don't get your helmet back without being cleared. They gave him his helmet back. He was warming up, and then they pulled him off the field. So that is the fact. He did, let's say he had a concussion. Mm-hmm. But I think that they was resting him more, Ike and Spike, to heal that broken finger, because if you watch the playoff game, I mean, you watch the Pittsburgh game, he was handing the ball off with the wrong hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To the fact that he actually fumbled the ball when T.J. Watt punched it because he didn't want to put it in the broken hand.
Yeah, but OG, you know why couldn't they have? They could have just done. They don't need to leave him in concussion protocol to.
No. Here's why they did that, Spike. When you're in concussion protocol, the media cannot interview him. He doesn't have to.
Okay.
He have obligation to talk to the media. He has to. But when you're in concussion protocol, he don't have to talk to you. So basically, the Eagles want to avoid him of any kind of thing. How's this and how's that? So they just leave him out. And Lane Johnson said something today or yesterday. He gave it away. He said Jalen's been limited. But today, he was sharp. You know what that meant? He's been practicing.
No, he has not.
No, he hasn't.
He just ain't been doing
OG, stop making up stuff. No, he hasn't.
I'm, I can make up. I'm just giving my opinion.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's a damn fact.
Here's what I would say, OG.
What the hell wrong with y'all?
Here's what I would say is that
I can't take him.
I think we are pretty confident over here that he was definitely in concussion protocol until this.
He was in concussion protocol. Yeah, OG, guess what, OG? I feel 100% sure he was.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm telling you he was. But I'm also telling you why he was. No.
Because he had a concussion and he couldn't pass the test.
Bro, they wanted to get that hand ready for this playoff. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
But
now you can take it or you can leave it.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it.
We're gonna leave it.
I'm gonna leave it. New game leave it. Show.
Just like I'm gonna leave your opinion of Allen handling me and Spike during the call was trash. That was trash too. Your opinion there.
Hey, all you gotta do, bro, when you get a moment, go back and listen to yourself.
I don't need to go back and listen to it.
I'm just telling you the bull gave y'all the business, man. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna give you the business now. I'm gonna leave it.
Now,
leave
you
it.
You can hang up all you want. All right. I got off. Now,
all right. Come on. I won't pause.
He what?
Yeah.
Can't stand OG. It's always his logic and his theory and his world.
Like, dude, he.
Now Jalen wasn't injured and he could have played in the Washington game. They took him out. It's his finger, not on the throwing hand, the non-throwing hand.
And then they left him in concussion protocol. Wait, he couldn't go to meetings, he couldn't practice, and they did it just so he didn't have to answer questions from the media twice a week?
Yeah.
One big conspiracy.
Yeah. And does Jalen...
And what questions were they trying to avoid him answering?
By the way, Jalen doesn't have to talk, does he? I mean, AJ didn't talk for 3 weeks.
No, I think the quarterback talks.
Okay.
I think so. But here's the thing. He would not have to have talked if he's not playing.
Right.
So it would have been Kenny Pickett up there or Tanner McKee talking.
So they had to make up a concussion so he didn't play and didn't answer questions. It all makes sense, actually.
Unbelievable. That guy.
Whatever his narrative is, that's what he's going to tell you.
He is committed to the bit. Glenn in Georgia, you're on WIP. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
I'm taking a break, hanging some shelves here, so it's good. So, man, I'll tell you what. First of all, to answer your question, should Jalen ball out or not? Man, I mean, he's got to ball out. If he can't ball out, he can't play. Because if that's what got us to where we are, then you got to be who you are. If you can't be who you are, then you can't play. I mean, it's that simple.
What got us to where we are is Saquon Barkley and our defense.
Well, okay, so if they stack the box, and next thing you know, you can't run the ball because you're one-dimensional,
mm-hmm.
Then what?
He needs to throw it.
Yeah, you got to throw it.
No, no one's saying he shouldn't throw. Here's what I was talking about. I'm talking about the unnecessary quarterback runs and putting himself in harm's way.
Right. No, I got you, Ike. But, yeah. Ike, I mean, can we all agree that's Jalen's game?
Doesn't have to be.
I mean, that's who Jalen is. You can't, like, switch on the fly and make him somebody he's not.
I
mean,
sure, Sure, I can. I watched him beat the Giants twice with a bum shoulder in 2022.
Okay, well, all right, let's look back at this year. This year, when he played the Giants, he threw the ball, I think, 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had 10 or 11.
No, it was. I was thinking it was like 14 times. Yeah. Remember that game? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so minimal got sacked 4 times, and the problem is, you know, I'm going to come back to that. But anyway, okay. The problem is he hangs on to the ball too long. I mean, can we agree on that?
Yes.
Yes.
So well, if he does that in this game and he's not ready, and the only reason why he wouldn't play or he would struggle is because he's not ready. And he got his belt wrong. All those people who were sitting there saying that, you know, you're like that last caller. That was a joke. If you go back and watch that play, man, his head hit that ground so hard. I mean, he was on Goofy Street. Like,
oh, yeah, you can see it when he got up. Yeah, you can see it.
There is no doubt. And if you care about the person, put the player aside. Like Jalen Hurts, he's a person. He's a human. You got to care about the person first.
Yep.
You know, I mean, the beast that the NFL is, obviously the organization, he's a $225 million piece of equipment, a weapon, and they're going to use him until he's out of ammo or he's broken. I mean, that's
no,
the NFL
no,
is.
That, no, no, that's not. Emphatically wrong. The NFL is doing everything to prolong players' careers, especially quarterbacks who make the type of money that they make. They're doing more to protect these guys than they are trying to put them in harm's way. What are you talking
and
about?
And I agree with you. I agree with you. And that's why I'm saying if he's not 100%.
How many guys are 100% right now?
No. Okay, but a concussion and a broken finger are two different things because the secondary concussion is always worse than the first.
Thank you. Now you're making my point. Now you're making my point.
I'm just saying that for Jalen's, you know, for him, for his sake. What do I care? I'm just the guy sitting down watching football.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is if he can't be Jalen, and Jalen's unique, if he can't be Jalen, then he can't, don't play him. Because what's the option if he doesn't play?
No, he's playing. What I'm saying is that you don't have to treat him like he's a running back. Why is this hard for people to understand?
I agree.
Like this is the only thing this guy can do. He's not just a runner.
There's the Jalen Zealots out there. First of all, I'm an Eagles fan first.
Okay.
I do like Jalen. He's my QB, and I want him to win the Super Bowl this year.
Exactly. Yes.
But if he can't get us there, and that'll open up the question to last week's question, does it matter if he doesn't win the Super Bowl this year?
It matters.
The question?
Yeah, it matters.
It absolutely matters. Because the question do you think we have one of the top offensive lines in the NFL?
Yes.
One of the top three?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Do you think we have one of the top running games in the NFL?
Yeah, yep. The best running game in the NFL. The best.
Top defense in the NFL.
Yes.
So what would stop us from winning the championship?
If our quarterback, if our starting quarterback is injured.
And that's why it matters because people are starting to ask, are we good because of Jalen or is Jalen good, or is the team good in spite of Jalen?
Right. Okay.
That's not the discussion.
Sounds like it's a knock on Jalen.
Yeah.
That's not the discussion today.
Yeah, not today. I wouldn't even do that today.
Here's what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get through this wild card weekend. I think he'll be much healthier next week, and you can start to unleash him. When he separated his shoulder back in 2022,
right?
He looked like he was a little timid at times in those first few games. But by the time he got to that Super Bowl, you could unleash him. You unleashed him in the Super Bowl, and look what we got.
Hey, and let me say this in defense of Jalen too. Like this year, go back. I watched the Packers game. I'm retired now, so I have a little bit of free time on my hands. But anyway, I watched that Packers game yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and man, they kicked the hell out of him in that game. He took some hard hits. I would lay money down that he had a slight concussion in that game. Who knows how long that carried on?
I said that yesterday, Glenn, because I watched the same game you're talking about. It was on NFL Network. And I'm looking at some of these hits. I'm like, man, he took some hits in that Packers game, that first game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm at him like that tomorrow or Sunday, you guys, if he gets hit like that Sunday, he's going to be right back on protocol, and we won't see him for the rest of the postseason.
You know what, Glenn? You're the definition of changing your mind in the middle of a call.
I don't even know. Thank you for the call, Glenn.
I can ebb and flow, guys.
Is that what you're doing? The weave.
Life is fluid, man.
All right.
You got to juke and jive.
All right. Thank you, Glenn.
By the end of the call, he was saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was like, I couldn't even follow. I was like, I don't know who you're agreeing with. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Walker and Sutton, we still haven't gotten our juice boxes. Jack. Yeah. Grandma hasn't gotten mine either. Joe in Ardmore.
That was a good one.
There's three kids in the Fritz family. Walker, Sutton, and Jack. What's next?
Ike bet on us tonight? Looks like another big game we're coming up small. James Franklin at the Orange Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Franklin, you better not come up small tonight, man.
Now, you can hear the Penn State-Notre Dame game here on WIP.
That's right.
Whether you are a Penn State fan who never went to Penn State or a Notre Dame fan who never went to Notre Dame, you can listen to both.
Bleep the Irish.
Now, Penn State's a point and a half favorite?
No.
Notre Dame is.
Notre Dame's
a point and a half favorite.
Yes.
I couldn't name. If you asked me to name See, I was going to say I couldn't name any college football players, but I can definitely name two.
Right. We know you can name two of them.
Yep.
Yes.
But it stops,
it stops there,
I think. Yeah.
What's... Well, here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't name any more after you, after that. Yeah.
After that? All right.
Listen, I just watched the games, man.
All right. Well, the names...
I can't even name the players on Michigan State's team.
Well, now they're moving around yes. all the time. Hell if I know. All right, what's next?
I love listening to this show when Jack's off. Conklin down the hall.
We could have dealt without that text.
Yeah.
We didn't need that one, yes.
Jack's off tomorrow, too, right?
He is off tomorrow.
Yeah. He is, yes. All right.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Maybe get an honest Jack top five? I don't know. Maybe.
The people?
All right, what's next?
I'm not afraid of the Packers. Let's get ready to cut this cheese. Ike in the studio.
Wow. What are you coming after Ike?
It's been a heavy Ike day today. I know that.
Yes. Wow.
It's all good.
All right, what's next?
I accept that one.
Can you believe I waited on hold like a normal caller? It's about time I won a Nobel Peace Prize for this.
Chuck
from Mount Airy.
Chuck.
By the way, Chuck mentioned he hung on hold for an hour, which is true. What he didn't mention is that he berated Buzz for having to stay on hold for that long.
I didn't know that.
Yes. We didn't get the entire story on the air.
He hung up, calls back, was like, are you burying me on the board? Like, no, man. I'm putting you up like all the other callers.
Yeah.
Buzz, let me just... You're going to be known for calling for diamond out callers now.
Listen, just
Buzz doesn't need to
I'm
be
I'm not dealing with any BS back here.
Yeah.
I love it.
Poor Jack's going to walk back into a bunch of angry regulars.
Right. No, they can't wait till he gets back.
Yes.
Jack puts him up.
Get the softy back.
Yeah. Get Mr. Softy back in there.
Sometimes just to cause Jack anxiety when he puts somebody at number one on the call board, I'll let him sit there for a little bit just to make Jack twitch a little bit.
Well, to your credit, you're like, sometimes, like, even if you move him up, I can choose to go to caller number three.
Pick whoever I want.
It's up to you. He's yelling at me.
It's all about the ebb and flow of the conversation.
Correct.
Sometimes I want somebody who thinks one thing. Sometimes I want somebody who thinks a different thing. Sometimes I want somebody who's going to be funny. And then sometimes I want OG Wade.
And Chuck just thinks he cuts all those lines.
Yes.
Is right up.
Yeah. So, look, if you're... TK is next. Is that
Tom correct? Kelly is next.
And just TK?
By himself?
Believe it's just him.
All righty.
All right.
Yeah, Flyers play tonight, so no Ashland.
Well, right. Yeah, and we got...
And we got football at 7:30.
He has a short show. Yeah, we got Penn State tonight.
He does,
Penn State, Notre Dame.
Let's go. Let's go.
At 7:30.
Let's go blue and white.
So, did you just bet on them? That's why...
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's all this is. Maybe a little
Does
Big
the Michigan
Ben?
State alumni know your allegiances tonight?
Listen, I've been kicked out of the alumni chat room.
But everybody hates Notre Dame, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yes. So it's like
not
too hated.
For Notre Dame.
Yeah, I hope. I guess they can't tie in the playoffs.
Listen, and with all these Penn State
in college, can't tie
around
at all,
here, you can't walk through the hallways without seeing somebody, right?
Oh yeah,
with a damn sweatshirt on today or what have you. The last thing we want is these guys moping around here.
No, that's Penn fine State, with me.
Yeah.
See, you guys. Yeah, you guys have the thing where you don't like the Penn State.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, the Justin, who's our
Listen,
video guy
if
now.
If Justin and Steiny walk in upset tomorrow, that's fine.
Well, and by the way, Yadgaroff is Penn State.
Penn State.
Scope, I believe.
Big Penn State.
State.
Yes. Sales.
And you know what they are? They're at, and my boss. I mean.
He's getting ready to disclose where they are.
Well, no. They're a bunch of like,
uh-oh.
Go back to school Penn Staters or whatever. Like
oh,
once
yeah, they
a
go
year.
Back. They like to go back up there. Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure, the kids love it. Oh, the old guys are back.
Hit the tailgate.
I swear, dude, I'm never going back to school, man.
No.
I'm scarred.
From me?
Yes. Never going back to Michigan State.
Well, that's why I don't go back to school. My college radio station, Z89, WJPZ in Syracuse, they have like a banquet every year. And Alex, who used to work at KYW News Radio and also worked there, he's like, come back for the banquet. I'm like, absolutely not. I am not going to have those kids look at me like I looked at the old banquet people coming back and stealing air shifts from them. Tell them if they want a job, send me an email. I'll do my best, but I'm not going back.
Drive 4.5 hours to be the old guy at the banquet?
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you. All right, so TK is next, and then we have Penn State, Notre Dame. We will talk to you tomorrow on the show for Football Friday as we get you ready for Eagles-Packers. Talk to you tomorrow. See you later.